Week two in the NFL, emotions run deep for Green Bay, Chicago.
Throw the brats on the grill, we're heading to Lambeau. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, let me first ask you, before we talk about matchups, it's a quick week for the Bears. The game's Thursday night. As a player, how difficult is that getting ready for that?
It's not bad. You really use it as a motivational factor. They're still fresh. It's early in the regular season. You got 4 days of practice with no pads. You win that game, you got a four-day reward. You lose the game, you go back to the drawing board. You get ready for week three. It's a big game, but I tell you what, you can have a lot of fun on Thursday nights.
The Bears' offense was explosive, incredible. Everything was great in the opener. But I want to start on the other side of the ball and talk about Aaron Rodgers. How do the Bears contend with him and defend him?
You know, you try to keep him in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers is very dangerous when he gets outside the pocket and his receivers run deep and he lets the ball fly. He's got a strong arm, he's accurate, and he's got the support of a solid running game. So the best thing to do is try to make this team one-dimensional. Penetrate the line of scrimmage, take away that running game, make Aaron Rodgers have to throw the ball, and then keep him in the pocket.
Now, like I said before, the Bears offense, they perform like no Bears offense I've ever seen, really, and that was only the first week, but they have all these weapons. What are your expectations moving forward when they go up against Green Bay in Lambeau Field?
The same thing, a lot of points, a lot of spreading the ball around by Jay Cutler. Make sure you incorporate and insert that running game effectively, and that's going to give you those downfield opportunities. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Earl Bennett, Devin Hester, and you haven't even seen Kellen Davis, Evan Rodriguez get involved in the mix. They got pass catchers all over the field. As long as they get that sustained protection, look for big plays.
I think it worked out perfectly with the Bears in the game in terms of Brian Urlacher. They were able to get the big lead and rest him in the second half. How effective do you think he's going to be moving forward, especially in Green Bay? And how valuable is he, especially with what Green Bay does to the Bears on offense?
I think he's going to be as effective as he's always been. I think it was the perfect scenario. It was perfect weather, a grass field, had to play as many snaps as he needed to play, and he looked fundamentally sound. He didn't look awkward. He didn't look off balance. He didn't look like he was favoring one leg or the other. So Brian is capable of having an entire game plan set before him, but I think it's a wise decision by the coaches and the safety of Brian Urlacher. Don't let him make the decision when he gets tired. You make the decision. Everything worked out perfectly. Now I think it's full steam ahead for Urlacher.
Again, jumping back to the other side of the ball, the Bears displayed a lot of different weapons in their first game. What's the key to attacking the Packers defense as far as the way they play their 3-4?
Control of number 52, Clay Matthews Jr. He's a very dominant pass rusher and a very determined edge rusher. If you can get him blocked and making sure you can still continue with the flow of the play, you're going to be able to get some profit beyond the line of scrimmage. But if you get penetration into your backfield and it disrupts the organized flow of your offensive play, it's difficult to get on track. So block Clay Matthews Jr., and that's a good start.
Today's Twitter question comes from Tamara. Tom, it's hard to say, sure, but I'll say it anyway. She wants to know, with Alshon Jeffrey having such a monster day on Sunday, will he see an increased role Thursday against the Packers?
Well, pay attention to their defensive backs. If they start shifting over to Alshon Jeffrey rather than exclusively staying with Brandon Marshall, then you're going to see his role expand. Because the more the awareness your opponent has of you as a significant position player, that opens up other opportunities for the other guys, naming mostly the running game and the other wide receivers. Alshon Jeffrey's keep making those catches, you won't keep him off the field.
Tom, every week, both of us pick one player who's going to have a great game, so make your case for your guy this week.
I'm going with Jay Cutler. Probably the most difficult position to play in the most hostile environment that they play within this division. The crowd's going to be loud. That means Jay Cutler's got to control the huddle, make sure everybody breaks the huddle with their assignment. And when he has to make a play change at the line of scrimmage, make the play, make sure everybody's got their assignment organized, and then use your weapons downfield. Jay Cutler's got to have a big game in Lambeau Field for that offense to score those points.
I'm going to make my case for a guy that's going to catch a lot of passes from Jay Cutler. I think after the Green Bay Packers watch the tape, they're going to be all over Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. Earl Bennett is going to have a huge game Thursday night. That's my prediction. We'll see what happens. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. He's there, I'm Mayer. Stick with ChicagoBears.com for complete game coverage.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.